Two boots and a baby. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 26.
26, yeah. Moving on up, huh?
Yippers. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, 26.
Yeah. Dude.
This is a weird setup tonight because we're using the iRiver for the first time.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have the bulky laptop and
everything
else.
I scored this little puppy on eBay for like $30, or it was $20, something like that. $30, I think. It's a T30 iRiver.
Ooh.
You know, the cool thing with it is that you can plug in a line, and you can't do that on a lot of the newer ones. So we'll be able to record Skype calls.
You know, you're really turning me on with all this techie talk.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Blevis. Thank you, Mark, for the tips. And everybody on the Canadian Podcast Buffets forum.
Uh-oh, we have a crying baby.
Yeah.
We'll have to pause it. We're having a little issues with Sam right now.
Yeah.
We'll tell you in just a minute. Let's pause it.
Yeah. There you go. You can hear the monitor. All right, let's pause it, and we'll be right back. So that was our, I guess, our fake intro. It was kind of a weird intro there because from your point of view, you just heard us go and check on Sam because he was crying. But as it turns out, that was September 11th, and today is September 19th, although this will probably be going online tomorrow, so this is actually September 20th. So you're probably wondering what happened to 9 days in between. 9 days? My math has never been a good thing, but yeah. So what happened? Why didn't we go back to the podcast? Well, Sam would not go back to sleep that night. It was a really hard night. And, you know, we took him to the doctor, and it turned out he had a virus. Nothing to be alarmed about. It turned out to be a regular virus that kids get. So, nothing terrible. But, the doctor actually said that the virus would go away. It was sort of in the latter stages because he hadn't been sleeping very well for the few nights prior to that. As it turns out, his virus became a cold. And then he still has kind of under the weather. He's still pretty congested and nothing, you know, bad. I mean, it's just a cold, so. But the fun part about it is that Heather and I were able to get the cold as well. So you can imagine this household has been a ball of fun recently. Heather's been sick. I've been sick. I'm a little congested still. And, of course, Sam's been sick, too. So, been pretty crazy. But anyways, so I'm recording this now, obviously by myself. Heather is up to her eyeballs in some schoolwork, a school project that she's working on. She's actually taking a correspondence course right now while taking care of Sam and doing everything else she does. She's an incredible woman, that's for sure. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a baby. So that is crazy. But let me tell you, so that's basically the long and the short of what's been happening with us. So I'm down in the bedroom right now recording this on the iRiver. Haha, Shane and Tom from Shane and Tom's Squeeze Box, who bashed the iRiver and iRiver people. Yeah, I'm listening, boys. Windsor ain't that far a drive. But anyway, I'm just kidding, of course. So that's really the situation right now. So, and Heather's been taking this course, as I said, so she's pretty busy, so I figured I'd better do this and get it out there, because I got an email from Ross from Z&Z, who was like kind of asking, what's going on, guys? Are you okay? Is everything okay with the baby? Is everything okay with Heather and you? And what's going on? Where are you? Because, you know, if you visit the website, which is twoboobsandababy.com, I posted a message saying, you know, episode 26 is almost ready to go. We'll have it out there soon, and we really plan to, but you know, it all kind of fell apart because this week has been crazy. So we have an audio comment right now from, I don't know who this audio comment came from. It came from our phone number. When you call 206-666-5362, you can leave us an audio comment. Just leave us a message at the beep. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And so this person called, so I'm just going to play it right now.
Who is it? Who is it?
Okay, that was weird. I don't know who that was. Maybe it was a wrong number. I'm not really sure what happened there. At any rate, we also had another audio comment, which is definitely correct. This one wasn't a wrong number. It was from NCN at the No Credit Needed podcast, who has had some very kind words about our show, and he posted something nice about us on his podcast. So I encourage you to check it out. I'll leave a link in the show notes at twoboobsandababy.com. And you can also, if you look us up on iTunes, he left us a review, and that was above and beyond as well. That was very cool of him to do that, and you know, it looks great. So we love positive feedback. So here's NCN's comment.
Hey Dave and Heather, this is NCN from the No Credit Needed podcast over at ncnpodcast.com, and I was just calling to tell you that I'm a huge fan of your show. I think it totally rocks. You guys seem to get along really well. You got some funny stories, interesting little tidbits. We have two children, my wife and I have two little kids, six and two and a half. So we understand what you guys are going through and what you're dealing with. And that second one is a trip, man. And that second one, it just adds a whole other dimension. It doesn't take twice as long to do something. It takes three times as long. Because your attention is not only diverted, but it's split. So keep up the great work. If you get a second to check out the NCN podcast, it's a personal finance kind of family podcast that I do about money and debt reduction and that kind of stuff. But I was just going to call and tell you thanks for your good work and keep it up. And y'all have a blessed day. Thanks. Bye.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Thank you very much for that. Now, we got an email from Bruce Murray from the Zedcast. Bruce, we're a big fan of Bruce's podcast, the Zedcast, as I said. He podcasts out of Pictou, Nova Scotia, and has a really cool storytelling comedy kind of feel to his podcast, which is a great show, so I recommend checking it out. But he emailed to let us know about iTunes, and our feed has been wonky. But it's up and it's working now. And if you go to Two Boobs and a Baby, as I said, you can, you'll find it there. So actually we set up a little button so you can click the iTunes button and it'll automatically put you in iTunes and you can subscribe. And if it doesn't work, it might be because you're using an older version of iTunes that hasn't been updated. But iTunes keep changing how things work, and, us little podcasters just have to adjust. So there you go. This week we have some new Frapper Map, people. If you don't know about the Frapper Map, it's a map of the world where you can simply click on and add your hometown and where you are so you can let us know. And it's cool. We have 87 people on the podcast on our Frapper Map now, and it's right across the world. And some of the new Frapper Map people are Jen from Great Falls, Montana, that is. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the show. Thank you for dropping by, and thanks for signing the Frapper Map. Ruby from London, London, UK, not London, Ontario. Which is a very nice place as well. You should visit sometime. London, UK. I used to live in London at Willesden Green tube stop. So, and I love London. London's a great city. If you haven't been, you should go. Richard Desnoirs. I hope I'm saying your name right. From Rockland, Ontario, which is on the way to Ottawa. Richard, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for dropping by. Nicole from South Hadley, Massachusetts, which I never say quite right, and I'm sure Heather would be correcting me right now if she was here. And finally, Greg from Lincoln, Nebraska, who is actually my cousin, who is originally from Montreal. So you're probably wondering what he's doing in Nebraska. he married a girl from Nebraska, and that's what you get. So maybe I'll end up in Tennessee one of these days after marrying a girl from Tennessee. I want to thank Tom Conan for emailing us an article by Doug Spears from the Winnipeg Free Press about being a father of a teenage daughter. A very funny article. Obviously, I can't publish it because of, you know, copyrights and things. But it's a very funny article, and I actually emailed Doug Spears about it, kind of to let him know about us and what we do about our podcast, but about having Ella, our first daughter, and things to look forward to when she's 16 and 18 and, you know, that kind of, you know, crazy teen years. I guess 13 and 14 these days are crazy teen years, but at any rate, so it was good to hear from Doug. So thanks very much for writing back so quickly, too. It was very cool. Finally, this week, I have a clip I'd like to play of bath time with Sam and Heather. Every night, Heather jumps in the bathtub with Sam. Not literally. She doesn't actually jump in, especially nowadays. She gets in the bath with Sam, and I come in, and we give Sam a big scrub down, and he plays in the water, and it's quite fun. So I thought I'd leave a little clip of that and a little clip of putting him to bed as a nice way to end the show. Folks, 2 weeks from now, Ella will be born. Thanksgiving Monday in Canada is October 9th, the Canadian Thanksgiving. Yes, Americans, Canadians have Thanksgiving too, but it's a different date. That's about it. I think that's it. Yeah. So I'm going to end the show. Oh, one other thing. When we started this podcast, we did two episodes before Sam was born. And on one of those episodes, we had a sort of invitation for you to drop by the website and vote on or submit how much you think Sam would weigh. And the two winners were Chris from a company I used to work with in Toronto and Noel, who's an old buddy of mine. They both guessed the same weight, which was 9'3". So 9 pounds, 3 ounces was Sam's weight. Heather at birth was 9'5", and I was 10 pounds, 3 quarter ounces. So I was a big boy. So given those numbers, please drop by and comment on this post and let us know how much you think Ella is going to weigh. Her due date is October 9th, as I said. I'm not sure if we'll have another episode before that or not. We hope to have one out by then. But at any rate, we're going to have a baby very, very soon. Good night.
What's going on? Oh, my gosh. You're coming.
All right, enough. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Catch the baby. He's wild. He's got like a wild animal look to him.